Thoughts for the week from the Reverend Stephen Guise, priest in charge, second Sunday of Easter, 19th of April. Dear friends, the gospel reading for this day is John chapter 20, verses 19 to the end. John's description of the disciples' meeting with the doors locked because of their fear of the Jews. The Gospel was compiled during a time when some Christian churches were experiencing persecution by Jewish communities, has a striking resonance with our current situation. When churches continue to remain closed, but, of course, with the important difference that the disciples were huddled together for self-preservation, whereas today's locked doors are intended to assist the safety of the entire faith community. There is an interesting article on this point by Angus Ritchie in the 17th of April edition of the Church Times, in which it is mentioned that some have been questioning the legality of the Archbishop's directive to close all churches during this current crisis, especially since this has deprived many of a much needed sanctuary for private prayer and solace in a time of grief, separation and fear of the unknown. Most of us, however, understand the necessity for the directive and accept this deprivation as part of the contribution we must all make towards the greater good, and it has at least led to the increase in online services, which are reaching and being appreciated by many who would not count themselves as regular churchgoers. The story of Doubting Thomas, which concludes today's Gospel reading, continues to resonate with many who, for whatever reason, find difficulty in accepting the faith. The Spirit, in other words, continues to be at work in this situation, and many commentators are suggesting that virtual church will remain a significant part of our outreach and mission long after the lockdown has been lifted. In my view, although this could well turn out to be a good thing, it could never replace the incarnational nature of meeting together in person for worship, in which all the senses, including those of touch and taste, the exchange of the peace, the reception of the bread and wine of the Eucharist, are involved in our corporate offering of thanksgiving to God. Nevertheless, in cases where this is not possible for any reason, spiritual communion is a recognized alternative, as indicated in the following prayer, which may be of help in our current situation. In union, dear Lord, with the faithful at every altar of your church, where your blessed body and blood are being offered to the Father, I offer you praise and thanksgiving. I believe you are truly present in the Blessed Sacrament, and since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, I pray that you will come spiritually into my heart. I unite myself to you and embrace you. Do not let me be separated from you. Let me live and die in your love. Amen. And this was taken from the Manual of the Confraternity of the Blessed Sacrament. With prayer continuing for our entire community of faith and blessings, Father Stephen.